or Lee Red.
All right, we're up and running.
Yes.
Hello, everyone. Wait, what? There was murmuring.
So I said, like Linford Christie, when you said up and running.
Yes, or like he used to be, at least.
Yeah, or Chris Akabusi. Do you remember him from Record Breakers? Well, obviously, he was an Olympic athlete, but I remember him from Record Breakers.
I remember the name.
Dedication, dedication, dedication is what you need if you're gonna be a record breaker. Ooh, yeah.
More of Gifton's 90s memories.
Yeah.
Coming up real soon over the next episode,
I imagine. Do you remember
episode,
that show, It'll Never Work?
It rings a bell. What was it?
And it was like the Useless Invention show. And it was, yeah. And it was just a show about that.
Yeah.
And then they would always do a segment on Shindogu, I think it was, which was like a Japanese or Chinese company specifically that made useless inventions. But the inventions they made weren't useless. They were pretty awesome. They had like a fork that like used for spaghetti that like twirled itself in your spaghetti. So you press a button and then it went... and then like wound up your spaghetti around it. And then they had a soup fan that you clipped onto the side of your bowl and it cooled your soup. And I was like, these are awesome.
Yeah, I feel like now there would be like a viral video on like the Facebook video feed with like life hacks at the top.
Yeah, those are the days.
Anywho, hello everyone, welcome to this week's episode of Poorly Read.
Yeah, the Spider-Man podcast where we talk about Spider-Man and
all his crazy webby antics.
Yeah, like how we shoot that goo.
Yeah, you know how we love that.
Especially if that was like the Spider-Man theme tune, like Spider-Man. Spider-Man, look at him shoot that goo. Spider-Man. Spider-Man, he's leaking over you. Be careful not to get it in your mouth, and definitely don't get it down south, because you might have a spider baby. Like it pans over to like a woman with like wide eyes and like a mouth wide open screaming. Oh god. And then the kids are just like, Mom.
This lady's got spiders coming out of her.
He said she's gonna have a spider baby, and it just makes me think of that thing from Toy Story. Okay, anyway, what are we talking about today, Thomas?
We're talking about bloody chapters, some chapters in Twilight.
Yeah.
18 to 20, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Yeah, that's four. That's a fucking jumbo Beano annual sized episode.
Yeah, yeah. That's a Christmas special.
Yeah, like your Christmas edition of the TV Times. Ah, oh, those are the days. We'd circle out all the Christmas specials that you're going to watch over the festive period. It's mostly just French and sausages. Yeah, getting so fucking close to the end of the book. It's like almost here. I can touch it.
Yeah. Can
touch
you?
It with my hands.
Because I tried.
Yeah, well, I did. I touched the Twilight's boobs real fast. Anyway, fucking hell. Let's parasail. And then let's record a podcast.
All right, let's crash land directly into chapter 17. Le Game.
I knew you was going to say that, like, in the second before you did. I was like, I bet he says it like French. And he did.
Wow. Yeah, I did.
Isn't that weird?
It's Laurent. Laurent's influence, although he doesn't appear till the next chapter.
Laurent's way cooler in the film than he is in the book.
Yeah, he looks very cool in the film.
Well, in the second film, anyway. I love how they just redesigned all the characters. Like, they gave him much better styling and, like, better clothes in the second film.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm feeling it, man.
Yeah.
Like, Laurent looked awesome in the second film. I kind of didn't want him to die. I kind of wish he had killed Bella, and then the rest of the films were just about him.
Just Twilight and the Adventures of Laurent.
Yeah, Laurent in the big city. Laurent down under.
Laurent in space.
Anyway, so yeah, fucking Edward takes her back home from her little visit to his house.
Yes.
Very big house in the country.
In the country. And they see Jacob and his daddy waiting there.
Billy Goat Black.
Outside. Billy Bush.
Yeah. Why is it called Bush?
Because you called him that in the first episode by accident.
Did I?
Yes.
And Ed was like, oh, they've come to warn Charlie that you're fucking a vampire.
And Bella's like, we fucking?
And he's like, yeah, I've been doing it this whole time. And she's like, oh, I thought I was just having an aneurysm.
You'd be giving me so much warning about how we could never do that because you could never... I really thought I'd at least feel something.
No, I did it with vampire speed. Yeah, it's meant to feel like a vaccination. Only down below. How down below? Like the rotten down under down below? Yeah.
Yeah.
I just put a shrimp on your Barbie. She's like, oh, Edward, you're so romantic. What other international euphemisms can we use? I crossed your Great Wall of China? I gave you a Prince Albert in a can. I gave you a hot dog. But that's American, and we're American, so it doesn't make sense. God damn it. And then he just rolls out the car, and she's like, oh, bye then. And he just runs down the street. And she's like, Edward, bye. And he doesn't look back. She's like, oh, I guess that's over then. And she goes inside, and just takes up sewing.
Yeah, sees out the rest of her days.
Yeah, in the rocking chair in her room.
Yeah. Now that there's no point about a novel being written about her anymore, since the main focus has shifted to Laurent.
Yeah, she goes back to school and finds out the Collins have moved away, but a new student is enrolled. Yeah. His name is Laurent Fitchmeyer, and he's from out of town. So everyone be really nice to him, okay? And the kid's like, yeah. Then Laurent comes in with his, like, cap on sideways and his backpack. He's like, hey, guys! And they're like, this guy's, like, at least 30. And he's awfully pale.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
But also brown at the same time.
Yeah, somehow.
He looks like Alaskan cookie dough. Anyway, fuck it all. That doesn't happen. Yeah, he just leaves her there, right? And then he goes home. And then Billy and Jacob are like, we come here to drop off some fish.
Yes.
And Bella's like, cool, I'll just take it from you. And he's like, I haven't got any fish. That was just a ruse.
You ruined my ruse so quickly, Bella.
Dad. And then she's like, what do you want? And they're like, we just want to come inside, have a little look around. Maybe watch some TV, order a pizza.
Maybe see what the fish situation's like in there.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, I got some good fish. But it's like, I bet you do, you dirty fish. And Jake's like, Dad. And he's like, sorry, son.
So sorry.
But Billy's like, Jacob, can you go and get the fish from the car? And Jake's like, oh, we didn't have any fish. He's like, go get the fish from the car. And then while he's gone, Billy goes inside with Bella. And then he's like, so...
You really need to be watching out there, Bella. I've seen the type of fish you've been eating, Bella.
Yeah, vampire fish. The fish. Or vampires. And she's like, oh, it's got nothing to do with you, man. He's like, I just want you to be careful, Bella. You don't know what you're getting yourself into. And she's like, I know more than you think I know. And he's like, well, how do you know that you know more than I think you know? And she's like, I just know.
I know how much you think I know.
He's like, there's no way you can know how much I think you know. And she's like, but what if I do? And he's like, but you don't. And then, okay, why don't we just say what we're both thinking at the same time? 3, 2, 1, Edward's a vampire. Oh my god, snap. Jinx, you can't stop. Yeah. And Vinny's like, no! And he spins around really, really fast in his wheelchair with his head thrown back and his mouth open. She's like, Billy, are you okay? And he's like, yeah, that's my Jinx move. She's like, oh. I thought Jinx only had hypnotize and ice breath. Like, no. they do spinny in the wheelchair attack. And it just confuses your opponents. They get all dizzy. She's like, get out.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, Billy's just like, look, stop it. Don't see him anymore.
And she's like, look, oh, stop it. Stop it, Bella.
Stop it, Bella. Stop it. Don't see anymore. I don't think she says anything, right? Like, Jacob just comes back and says, Dad, there wasn't no fish in the car.
There wasn't a fish in the car. Just this Magikarp. Look at his flail.
Wait, why is it glowing?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Wait.
Charlie just comes home and sees house obliterated.
Yeah. Gyarados hyperbeams the entire house.
Yeah, so the blacks leave. And then Charlie comes home. And Bella's like, yeah, I just said the Cullens today.
And he's like, clang, clang, crash. What to say? What?
Yeah. And then Bella's like, I haven't even given you your knife and fork yet. And he's like, damn it, sorry.
So, Charlie, how did you even do that?
I took a sound effects course at college.
Yeah, I made those noises with my mouth.
Yeah. We were going to move on to pot smashing, but that's when your mom fell pregnant and I had to leave.
Because I smashed her pot.
Oh, God. Yeah, I boiled her tea kettle.
I fried her fish.
I rode her Gyarados. She's like, yeah, me and Everett are dating, Dad. The child is like, what? But he's way too old for you. And she's like, he's 17. He's like, oh, yeah. Oh. But still, he's way too pale. And she's like, well, how pale like would you like him to be?
Yeah, I gave you a chart, Bella. Yeah. There's a lower and an upper limit.
It begs the question, like, why doesn't... If I was a vampire like, and I was trying to blend in with humans, I'd probably think about getting a spray tan.
Yeah. And at what point in the film, they, like way later when Bella becomes a vampire, I think, they're putting contacts in for her to meet... her dad.
Yeah.
And that's the first mention of that, and they've had weird colored eyes in school like the whole time. I'm like, this has been a thing the whole time. Why have you guys not been wearing contacts every day that you've been in human society?
Yeah, I guess that Bella, I guess that they arrive there looking the way they do, and I think because they don't really socialize with the other students probably don't really notice that their eyes change color, really.
Yeah, maybe.
And also, weren't Bella's eyes were red though, weren't they?
Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah.
So that's probably, like, you know... Because amber eyes, they aren't too dissimilar to, like, hazel eyes.
I guess.
That's probably how they go with it.
Yeah, I guess. I felt like we should have had, like, a mention of the fact that they are able to hide their eye colour with contacts.
I know what you
at some
mean,
point before
yeah.
that.
Also, they get progressively more tanned as the films go on.
Yeah, like, they get more human-looking skin tones, like...
Yeah, which I appreciate, but it's like... Yeah.
Ugh.
Anyway, they should have got to the last film and then just remade the first one. So
oh, definitely.
Together. Anyway. So Edward's coming to get her to collect.
Edward's coming round the mountain when he comes.
That's what vampire sperm does.
Just does laps around mountains.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, imagine like vampire sperm has teeth.
Yeah, for eating the egg.
Yeah.
That's how it works, right?
God. Anyway, Edward's coming to collect her to play baseball.
To play backgammon.
To play badminton. Which is a violent sport when vampires play it.
Yes, and when Bella plays it, because she's clumsy.
Yes. Shallowcocks. No, they're going to play basketball.
Yes.
And they all have, like, custom-made Cullen jerseys. Not jerseys. What do they call them? Vests and shorts.
Yep.
They all have Toon Squad on the back. But I guess they would probably have Monstars on theirs, because that would be, like, more on-brand.
Yeah, yeah.
But Bella would have Toon Squad. And they're like, just so you stand out, you know.
Just to make it extra clear to any visitors we might have.
Yeah.
That you are not one of us.
No, they're going to play baseball. So has baseball got all the same rules as rounders? It has, right? Pretty much. I imagine so.
Yeah, but rounders is like just a little kind of park game that's not really played professionally. And generally, like, you pitch underarm to give, like, you don't, like, literally fucking fucking yeet the ball as hard as you possibly can.
I feel like the only difference, though, is the type of bat and then the way that you throw it.
And just the amount of how, you know, how seriously it's taken and the amount of strategy and, like, it's
yeah,
just like a
I mean, like,
super,
the actual rules
super,
of the game
like,
are the same,
I think,
right?
It is. It's just in America, it's treated as of, like, they've got whole fucking tactics and a whole professional sports league made out of it.
Yeah.
Whereas here, it's just a little game we play in the park with the family at the weekend.
Yeah, I wonder why it's not become a sport.
Yeah, I don't know. I always had a lot of fun playing rounders.
I did when it wasn't at school, because I was always picked last, of course. And
me too.
Those stupid rounders bats, which were like the size of like your forearm and like did fuck all. So it was always quite hard to hit the ball, I found.
Mm. I didn't have great coordination anyway for stuff like that.
Yeah.
Which is why I always got picked last.
Anyway, fucking hell. So here I was in his big ass car. Yeah. It's called an Ass Rover.
Yeah. The license plate says Emmett's Ass Rover.
Yeah, or a hummus.
It was like hummus? No, you know, like a Hummer. But it says hummus.
Yes.
You got hummus?
I mean, I'm up for it. If you want to arrive in a pile of hummus, I'm up for it.
I'll bring the carrot sticks.
No, pita bread, Emmett. Pita bread. Pita bread or Doritos. I don't want anything else going in my hummus car. And then it's like, but we don't have a hummus car. It's like, Emmett, I'm telling you, I just want Doritos now. In fact, fuck the Doritos. Just bring your fingers.
I'll tell you what, let's just eat blood.
Why don't we have blood hummus? We call it blumus or humud. Bloodmus. Yeah.
Merry Bloodmus.
Oh, let's just call it bloody hummus. And then I just think it's terribly British hummus.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
I say that car's full of bloody hummus.
Anyway, so he rolls up in the hummus and Bella's like, oh shit. And then and she's like, Dad, have we got any Greek bread?
Yeah.
And he's like, no. We have American bread and American cheese and American hot dogs, and that's all. What about mustard? We have mustard too, and ketchup, and some fried onions.
Okay, well, let's all just have a hot dog and think this over.
Yeah. How do I put the hot dog in the hummus? Well, you just dip it, Dad. No, Bella. There's got to be a way. And she just backs out the front door. She's like, God. I know, no wonder Mom left him. I mean, his fucking hot dogs and his clank clank sound effects. And he opens the door and he goes, crash bang, Bella. Crash bang, wallop. And she's like, okay, bye, Dad.
She turns around and Gyarados is still just running rampant.
Oh, fucking hell. I wonder how much that would keep. Anyways, fucking Edward shows up in his Land Rover. It's not a Land Rover, it's a fucking Jeep.
It's a Jeep, and it's Emmett's Jeep.
Yeah, it's a Jeep Cherokee. And then she's like, ooh, controversial. But yeah, she gets in the car and they drive to the mountain. Not the mountain.
Yeah.
It's a mountain, kind of. Drive to the hilly, mountainy range.
The little outskirts of town in the forest.
Yeah. In the Gump.
In the Gump. Yeah, deep in the Gump where the vampires live.
Yeah. Swamp-dwelling vampires. Like, we don't talk to them. They live in the Gump. She's like, why don't they live in a nice house like you? And they're like, oh, he didn't invest wisely.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
So it's the Gump life for them.
Yeah. But yeah, she jumps on his back and they vampire run up to the clearing. And all the family are there.
Yeah, and she closes her eyes so she doesn't get sick all over him like she was last time.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't want him to slap her face off again for getting his cardigan all mucky.
Oh, that's really horrible when you get sick on clothes.
Yeah, nasty, innit?
Just how do you get it out, really? Like, you wash it, but I feel like it should never clean again, you know?
You always know that, oh, that's the... Yeah, I remember this t-shirt.
Anyway, fucking hell. So they, Esme and Bella have a little talk while they're like setting up the game and stuff.
Yes, and Esme jumps very quickly into her dead baby and suicide attempts.
Oh, right.
God. Jesus
like,
Christ, Esme, keep it light. You yeah. fucking met her for the first time.
Yeah, she's like, nice to meet you, Bella. You remind me of my dead baby.
At the time, I tried to kill myself.
Oh, God. But yeah, like Bella's like, oh, Edward just said that you fell, Sayank, right? And then she's like, oh, Edward, every gentleman. Or is that just what Bella's thinking? I can't remember.
I can't remember either.
But yeah, it turned out Bella, like, Esme lost a baby, and then that's why she jumped off the cliff.
Yeah, Esme does not fuck around with small talk. She goes straight to big talk.
Yeah.
Like the biggest talk.
Yeah. Yeah. Talk with a capital T.
Yeah.
And so she's like, so I think of all the little vampires as my babies. Especially Edward. He's my favourite kid.
Don't you fuck with him, Bella.
Yeah.
I swear to God, if you break his heart,
yeah.
You meet the same end as my baby.
I swear to God, if you let him pull his penis in, you aren't going to jump off a cliff again. And she's like, oh God.
But you'll be fine if you jump off a cliff again.
I'll jump off a Jesus cliff. No vampire survives the Jesus cliff. What's a Jesus cliff? It's a cliff of Jesus. Okay.
It's that big statue in Brazil.
Yeah. If you jump from that, ooh, it's definitely spooky. But it's like, I'm going to go stand over here. I'll come with you. She's like, oh, fuck's sake. So they're both standing by a tree, and it's basically telling her more about the other babies that she had that didn't make it through the polio scare. And she's like, oh, God.
Edward, Esme. Why would you leave me alone with her?
Yeah. Oh, God. And she's like, oh, I just remembered I left my
baby in the oven.
And it's just like, oh, God, Bella, you gotta go back. You gotta go back. She's like, I will.
Okay, good, I'll come with you. Fuck.
Damn it. So get that kind of, she's like, oh, it's not in the oven after all. But now that we're here, Esme, I've heard that if you get inside an oven, it's good luck. And Esme's like, really? Do you think I have another baby? She's like, I'm sure you will.
Yeah.
So she gets the oven, and she quickly closes the door and turns it on. And she's like, oh, it's awfully warm in here. She's like, yeah. Oh, God, maybe she'll bake to death and I'll never have to hear from her again. An hour later, she comes back and Esme's turned into a lovely creme brulee.
Yeah.
Anyway, so fucking the game starts.
Yes, Alice pitches and Emmett bats.
And Jasper plays the keyboard.
And Edward's on drums.
Yeah. And then Jess was like, so let's to put the organ sound effect on. And then we do the da, 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 da. And then, what does Edward do? Oh, he does the take me out to the ball game. Da, 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 da. And Bella's like, oh, I guess that was the last song you heard before he died. Like, yeah, that's my favorite song. Yet you don't know the words. He's like, yeah, I know the melody. That's enough. She's like, wow, I love a guy who colours outside the lines.
Yeah, yeah.
Hopefully he'll take me out to the ball game soon.
You know what I mean, Esme?
Yeah. Hey, Esme, do you know how you were taken out to the ball game? You had that dead baby?
Yeah.
And Esme's like, oh, God. And Carl's like, oh, fuck. But he has to vampire chase her to the cliffs.
Yeah, to the Jesus cliff.
Yeah. Oh, God. And then the fucking plane, and then Alice gasps and Edward runs to Bella's side.
Yes. And Alice is all like, oh, no, there's people coming. But I feel like one of them's going to be a real character.
Yeah. Alice is like, the ministry has fallen. Oh, God. And so they're all like, what the fuck do we do? And Carlisle decides they should just keep on playing. And I'm like, that was the worst decision ever. Like, Edward could have got out of there with Bella in that moment.
Yeah.
And I think they would have been okay.
Yeah. Like, maybe they might have smelled some human somewhere, but, like, surely there's traces of human all over the shop.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's like, it doesn't become a problem until the wind blows, like, a couple of minutes later, you know? And so I feel like they had a chance and they wasted it because of Carlisle's fucking backward last decision.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, what? Why would you? Oh, so stupid. So they keep on playing, and Edward apologizes to Bella and then turns sharply towards the forest.
Indeed. And that brings us spookily into chapter 18, The Hunt.
With a capital C.
Hey.
Ah, don't you like it when we make crude jokes like that?
I know I do.
Me too. What other letters? Should we go for the alphabet? There's the aunt, the bunt, yeah. Obviously the cunt.
Yeah,
the
obviously.
Dunt, the oont, which is what this chapter is called in France. there's the funt, which that sounds like dirty, didn't it?
Yeah, the funt. Oh, gave her a good funt in.
Oh, God, it sounds so, like, medieval.
Yeah, with my lance.
Yeah, oh, fucking hell. Yeah, I gave her a good jousting. there's gun, which obviously sounds awful. There's hunt. Oh, eunt. So that's what it's called in Antarctica, I guess. There's the junt, there's the munt, there's the nunt. That's what it's called in Italy.
The cunt with a K.
Yeah. That's how we get past the censors.
Yeah. Yeah, the oont.
Yeah, oont.
That's what they call it in Canada.
Oh. Yeah. Get Bella out of here. Yeah. there's the punt. That's for our maritime friends.
The cunt with a Q.
Yeah. What comes after Q? R. The runt. R.
No.
There's the sunt. The tunt. That sounds sexy. And there's the unt again. There's lots of unts, aren't there? Like, you know, unt, then the runt, then the runt, then the zunt, and then the zunt again.
With a yunt in the middle between the two zunts.
Yes. Sun, 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 like that. Anyway, so the three rats enter the clearing, and then Bella's like, fucking hell, it's Kelly, Michelle, and Beyonce.
Yeah, yeah. Do the single ladies dance.
Yeah. And then Edward's like, no, you're not ready for this, Jelly.
Yeah.
Fuck.
You're right, I don't think I can handle this.
Yeah. And then she's like, baby, can you handle this? And Edward's like, baby.
Yeah.
And Carla's like, shh. Oh, Bella, you need to be a survivor right now. Anyway, and then Bella's like, no, I'm an independent woman. And then I'm just like, shut up.
It's like, stop. It's clearly not Destiny's Child. Two of my men.
Yeah. Okay, then who else is it? I think it's the Supremes. And she's like, you racist. And she's like, but Edward, what's your favorite Supreme song? And he's like, I like the one that goes, baby, baby. And Edward's like, what? And Carla's like, you asshole.
That's a Justin Bieber song.
How'd it go? Like this, baby, baby, baby. And Esme at this point has just torn out her uterus and is smashing it on the floor repeatedly.
Is using it as a bat in the baseball game.
It just looks like a soggy grandma's bag. Oh, God. Anyway, no, there's three vampires, and there's so the leader is Laurent, then there's a woman called Victoria, and then another man called James.
Yes.
And the woman has ginger hair.
It's fucking ginger hair with twigs in it.
Yeah. I'm like, why?
Because they're all feral and foresty.
Yeah, I was like, man, I would not want to live like them. Like, I would want to live like the Cullens, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think at least I get the impression that the choice that most people have is live like the Cullens, have a nice permanent residence and lifestyle, but you don't eat humans, or eat humans and live nomadically. And I think most people just choose to keep eating humans. Although I'm sure there would be a way to do both. I mean, the Volturi manage it, but I guess they're a bit of a special case.
Also, why don't you just hunt outside of your town?
Well, yeah.
Like, it's not as if anyone's going to catch you, because you just make it look like an animal attack.
And it's not as if it takes you a long time to travel.
Yeah, exactly. You could just get the ferry over to the next thingy, like, every other week. Have a little three-course meal and then come back home.
The baby for starter.
Oh, don't! So there's... Anyway, their eyes are a deep burgundy colour. Because they're bad vamps.
Because they're bad vamps. Yeah. Bad vamps.
Yeah, vamps.
And Laurent's like, Victoria, put your vamps away.
And she's like, but how will I know if it's raining? And he's like, So the leader introduces himself and introduces the others, and they talk to Carlisle. And he's like, hey, we were just playing a game. You want to come back to my house? And Laurent's like, that's very forward of you.
Yeah.
But okay.
Okay.
Yeah, and then it's that exact moment. A fucking breeze ruffles Bella's hair.
Yes, and her scent, her aroma, her pheromones travel over.
Fucking Kristen Stewartness. Anyway, a fucking, and then James smells it. And he's like,
yeah.
So he floats over to her like a fucking cartoon character that smells a hot pie. But he gets ready to pounce, and Edward like jumps in front of her, and then Laurent is confused. No, then Laurent smells it too. And then he's like, ah, oh, you brought a snack. And then Carlisle's like, she's with us. And Laurent's like, yeah. What?
Eh, quoi? Mais non.
It makes no sense. And Carlisle's like, she's our, not our pet.
But, you know, not our pet.
Yeah, we feed her. We clean out her litter tray. We smack her with the newspaper when she pees on the sofa. And my son fucks her. Oh, God. But yeah, Laurent is just confused. And then Carla's like, she's with us. She's not for the eating.
Yes, so they...
Like, okay.
They cordially accept.
Yeah, and then Carla's like, we'd appreciate if you don't hunt in the area while you're here. We want to keep a low profile. So yeah, Laurent says, yeah, that's fine. We won't, you know, hurt Bella and hunt in the area. So
yeah, it's fine, mate. Yeah, it's fine, yeah.
Yeah. And so Carla's like, let's head back to mine. We can have a little talk. So yes. Him and them head off, but Edward, Bella, Emmett, and I think it's just Edward, Bella, Emmett, and Alice, right?
Yeah.
All kind of getting like a little huddle.
Yeah.
And Edward's like, we need to get out of here.
They speed away, get in Emmett's Jeep.
Yeah.
And fly off towards the motorway.
Yes. Edward just raises his arms. He's like,
vroom, yeah.
And they all just stare at him. And Alice is like, he always does this. He thinks that if we're driving and he puts his hand out in front of him, that he feels like Superman.
Yeah, this is a very serious situation, Edward.
And he's like, So Alice is like, there's only one way to get him to calm down. And Bella's like, what? And Alice is like, I'm really sorry, Bella, but your hands just can't move fast enough for this task. Yeah, so short on time. Anyway, after it's all over, Edward's like, oh, sorry about that.
Sorry and, about that.
Yeah, Alice just wipes her hand on the seat. And it's leather, so it doesn't go anywhere. It just gets more icky like custard. She's like, Bella, have you got a tissue or a spare t-shirt on you? And Bella's like,
I mean, not really.
You can just put your hand in my mouth if you want. And I was like, oh, okay, thanks. Oh, God. Anyway, so fucking, like, they drive off in a speed, and Edward's like, Bella was like, I need to go home, but they're like, no, we need to get you out of Forks.
Yes, and into Spoons.
Oh, God. Anyway, but Edward's like, no, we can't go home. And Alice wants him to pull over, but Edward is like, James is a tracker. And Alice is like, fuck. He's like, and he wants Bella. Then Alice is like, Edward, you gotta pull over. And Bella's like, we can't go. I need to go and make sure that Charlie's safe because of all this stuff and stuff.
Need to make sure he's got enough fish.
Yeah.
There wasn't any fish in the house at all when I left.
Billy didn't bring the fish, Edward. And Edward's like, but we ain't got time. And Bella's like, let's make time. And Edward's like, okay. And Bella's like, no, let's make time. And he's like, what do you mean? She's like, that's why I want to call my first baby. He's like, oh, I see. Alice, Emma, close your eyes. It's okay, I can do it super fast.
Don't mention this to Esme. You know how she gets.
And then see it is me running down the road, just screaming, "I want a fucking baby!" So they hatch up a plan, basically, because Ed was like, "James won't stop until he gets you." We would have to kill him to get him to stop. That's what he's like. I've read it all over his mind.
Yeah, but Bella knows that, like, if she just disappears, you know, Charlie will, like, call the FBI and he'll know the Cullens are involved, and so they'll be all sorts of fucked. And she's like, "You're not having that happen on my account."
Yeah, not on my watch.
Not on my watch.
And then she's like, "Wait, where's my watch?" And then Alice is like, "Sorry," and she pulls it out of her mouth. Sorry, I did it while I had my hand in your mouth. I have one hand in your mouth and another one was stealing your little watch. And Bella's like, "It was an Apple Watch." And she's like, "I know, it won't work anymore, of course. Vampire spit is highly acidic." She hands it back a rotten lump of metal. And Bella's like, "God, I hate this family." And Emma's like,
"Yeah, what am I doing?"
"You know, guys, I think I might just get out and walk. Maybe it'd be better if James killed me." Anyway, so fucking, they hatch up a plan, right?
They hatch up a plan, mostly Bella's plan. They're going to take her back to Charlie. She's going to make some sort of scene and say she's packing her bags and going back to Phoenix right now, right here, right now. And then...
I was trying to think of the next words and I was like, no, it's just that over and over again.
Yeah, it's just that, it's just that over and over again.
Yeah, and Ed was like, "Yeah, you only got 15 minutes to go.
You only got 21 seconds
minutes to go. So tell Charlie that you..." Oh, fuck.
No, it needs to be less time than 15 minutes. Maybe some amount of seconds.
Oh, do you know what I did? I did actually fucking learn the words to Lisa Matthews bit a couple of weeks ago and I've completely forgotten it again.
A couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, because I was watching the video and I was like, wait, let me go back and watch Lisa Matthews bit again, because her bit's really short. It's only like 21 seconds, obviously. So let me see if I can learn the words. And then I did, and then I've forgotten it all again. Hold on, turn down the lights, I'll take a gotta say, because you don't like me anyway. So, no, hold on, you guys. Turn down the lights, Michael, 21 seconds, say what I gotta say, because you don't like me anyway. Something, something, eh? Gonna get right to the top today. So Sally Crew is here today, because and like that. So
is the one that you couldn't remember, I Won't Hesitate?
Maybe. Got 21 seconds to pass the mic. Got 21 seconds to say what I gotta say. Because you don't like me anyway. And I won't hesitate. Gonna get right to the top today. So Sonic Crew is here to say. Because I think that's it.
Nice.
There's a ship, you know. I don't believe you know. There's a ladder.
21 seconds.
Oh, doesn't he say like something, something vampire?
I'm a vampire. Like that.
Yeah, worship the devil. Red is our best colour. Yeah.
Yeah. It's Laurent. Laurent in the studio.
Anyway, I bet no one made any money off that song. There was too many of them. Oh, God. And so Ed was like, look, you need to say you've got 15 minutes when we drop you off to say what you've got to say. Because I won't hesitate.
Because James won't hesitate.
And then they're like, James will probably be watching us, so we can't. And then Bella's like, look, if I say where I'm going and let me actually go there, James won't expect that because he'll think that like I'm bluffing. He won't expect me to actually go where I'm going to go.
Yes.
Every time I speak now, I feel like I'm rapping.
I know. Yeah, and she says that Edward shouldn't be with her because he would expect him to stay with her to protect her, and he also saw a lot of Emmett, so you guys stay and I'll be with Alice and Jasper. Jalice and Asper.
And then Edward's like, okay, and then he's like, Alice, are you and Jasper, can you handle this? And and then she snarls at him, like, rawr! And then he says something like, are you crazy cat? And then the chapter ends. I can't remember what he says to her. It's something stupid and gay.
Oh, almost certainly. Then we drive speedily into chapter 19, Goodbyes.
My friend, I know you're going. You said you're going, but I can
ba, my lover.
Don't fucking sing his songs on this show. God, I'm instituting a formal ban on anything via him or Ed Sheeran. Never bring any of their songs up on this show, otherwise I'll quit midstream.
Mate, James Blunt's first album was wicked.
I don't care. Oh, good. Anyway, she gets back home and Charlie has been waiting up for her with a cup of hot cocoa and some marshmallows and some pillows for them to have a little pillow fight.
Yeah, he's wearing his silk pyjamas.
Yeah, he's got little like high heel slippers on.
And pigtails somehow. Bella's like, well, at least it's not the YMCA outfits.
He's like, well, I can get them if you want.
I can get the lads round.
I can get Billy Black round, who put some fairy lights in his wheels. And she's like, no. Yeah. I got some bad news. But no, they rock up to the house and they like she sees that the lights are on. So because Charlie's been waiting for her.
Charlie's been waiting for her.
But luckily James isn't there because Edward's like doing a mind scan of the perimeter.
Yeah, he's walking around on all fours, sniffing like a hound.
Yeah.
And then he gets up
and is like, ooh, you're not going to want to do that in book two. And he's like, but why? She's like, well, you might have stiff competition. And he's like, from who? She's like, you know. Well, you don't know, but you...
Well, you might know. I don't know yet, so I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I don't know anything. Who are you? Who am I? And why am I military gear? He's like, I don't know. We've just met. But yeah, Ed was like, you've got 15 minutes. And she goes, okay. So she goes in and she slams the door and she goes, go away, Edward. And she runs out to her room and throws her tantrum really loudly and locks the door.
Yeah, she's all screamy and shit. She says, I'm going home.
Yeah. And Charlie's like banging on the door. He's like, but Bella, what about our pillow fight?
Yeah, it's fun to stay at the YMCA.
Or we can join the Navy if you want. But Edward, like, kind of like a vampire, appears in her room and helps her pack, like, with, like, his super packing speed.
Yeah, she's fumbling over the zip and he's like, here, let me use my vampire powers.
Yeah. This is my gift. I can make any zip close. And she's like, ooh. Shouldn't you be working in, like, a department store or something?
I can't open them, though.
Yeah. It's not very useful unless I was working at a tailor's, maybe. Or I was helping out that lovely Vietnamese lady who works in the local dry cleaners. But, yeah, Charlie's, like, banging on the door. He's like, Bella, what's wrong, man? Come on, baby. You can tell me anything.
Yeah, come on, baby.
And she storms out and then she's like, oh God, I hate it here, blah blah blah, I'm gonna go back to Phoenix, Arizona. And he's like, but Bella, did what's his name, Edward hurt you? And she's like, no, I broke up with him. And then he's like, but why? And she's like, oh, because I'm gonna go. And then she goes to the door and he's sort of like getting in her way. And then she decides to quote her mother.
Yeah,
like, exactly.
She busts like the same last words that her mother said as she was leaving him.
I can't remember what she said though, and it was such a basic phrase. I didn't think to write it down because I was like, I remember that, but I've completely forgotten.
It was just let me go, Charlie.
Oh,
yeah. Underwhelming, isn't it?
I thought it was more impressive than that. But it's not.
Well, she leads up to it where she can't be stuck in this. I can't be stuck in this boring town. I won't make the same mistakes as mom. And he's all like, "Oh,
yeah."
And then she's like, "Just let me go, Charlie." Bang, nail in the coffin.
Yeah, she should have been like, "It's not your baby." And but yeah, she says that, and then she's like, "I'll call you when I get there." And then, Charlie's like, "But wait, your mom." Oh, no, she... What does he say?
Yeah, stuff's not going well for her boyfriend, wherever they are, whatever
they're
doing.
Yeah, like his baseball thing might not be... He might not be signing the contract after all, so they might not be staying in Florida. So if you can just wait, then when she gets back, we can talk about this. And then she's like, no, I'm not waiting. I fucking hate it in Forex. And then she slams the door and then she goes. And then she feels like her heartbreak because she knows that like the whole thing would have really hurt him. But it was the only way. And she gets into her truck and they drive off, her and Edward.
Yeah, and Edward takes over the driving.
Yeah, because she's too distraught. She's driving like the steering wheel is covered in marmalade. And then she's like, oh God, dude, what? Where's James? And then he's like, he heard the scene with your dad. And now he's tailing us. And Bella's like, what? And then there's a banging on the window. And she's like, ah! But it's only Emmett. And then she's
banging
like,
on the window.
Yeah. He's banging the window with his domed, like, penis. He's cutting a perfect circle in the window. And, like, Alice is driving behind them as well. And he's telling Bella about James. He's like, you've become, like, his favourite target now. And the fact that I defended you in the clearing made you even more enticing.
Yeah, he lives for the hunt.
And she's like, the what?
Oh, the hunt.
Okay. Oh, now I understand. This whole time I was like, why can't he just find some other random girl?
Yeah, I mean, maybe I just let him violate me. I don't know. Yeah. I'm just spitballing ideas here.
I mean, I've got to let some vampire violate me. It's not going to be you. You fucking ass. But they drive back to the Cullens' house. And she's like, the what? Laurent is there.
Laurent. In the next chapter of his adventures.
Yeah. And he's like, James is unstoppable. And he won't want to... And I don't want to get in the middle of this. So Carlisle's like, well, can you get the fuck out then? And he's like, okay.
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
But yeah, Esme's like, come upstairs with me, Bella. She grabs her by a pinky and spins around like a helicopter blade and they whiz upstairs. And then she switches clothes with her. With her vampire speed. And Bella's like, firstly, ow.
Yeah. Can I please have my finger back?
Yeah. And Esme's like, the scent will throw him off. And I was like, I'm sure it won't. Like, putting on someone else's clothes ain't going to make you smell... Like, to a vampire, I don't think it's going to make you smell that much differently, really.
I mean, because it's like the blood that they smell, isn't it?
Yeah, but then why would switching clothes? Like, I didn't get
Yeah,
that.
No, exactly.
Oh, right. Yeah, he's like, I thought I was dumb. But yeah, they come back downstairs and a plan has been formulated in their absence. And Alice checks the future.
Yeah, quickly going to check the future, guys.
Anyway, Alice she's like checks the future and she's like... And she's like, James will track Carlisle and Victoria will follow the truck.
Yeah.
And I was like, surely the opposite should happen. Because like they switched clothes so that James would follow Esme and Esme's going to be in the truck with Rosalie.
I think it's because it's the same reason that Bella and Edward are splitting up, because James will assume that Edward won't let Bella leave him. So he goes where Edward is.
Oh, and Edward's going with Carlisle?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. So the others leave and Alice gets a phone call from Edward as soon as like the others have got in the car saying, Victoria is following Esme. And she's like, oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, we just had a whole discussion about this.
Yeah, I saw it with my mind. And Vinny's like, oh, cool. Have you got any zips that are stuck? She's like, goodbye.
Only this one that's stuck closed. And he's like, oh, well, I can't help you.
You know, I can only do it, Albert. I mean, he throws the phone out the window, but he's got such vampire power that it just spins around like a boomerang and comes back in. He's like, huh. Anyway, fucking hell, we careen in our marmalade-covered cars into chapter 20. Impatience. Because I'm in my car.
So Bella wakes up all confused.
Yeah, she's in the car in Phoenix.
Yeah, well, she's actually in a hotel room. She wakes up in the hotel room, dazed and confused, and then there's a whole sequence of her remembering the car journey.
Do you know what? So I thought that's what I thought she woke up in the hotel room, but there was so much about the car that I was like, oh, she must have woken up in the car then.
It's like the only bit of the book that's written like that.
Oh, I was like, what the fuck? I feel like she was losing the plot a bit around this sort of point. This is where the story sort of jumps the shark a little bit, I feel.
This is definitely when I was reading the book, this whole like the high stakes climax in the, you know, the third act is really where I started to lose interest.
Yeah. I feel like the sort of the way it all culminates is just a bit far fetched.
Yeah, I think it should have been, because there needs to be a culmination, a raising of the stakes, a third act intense climax of some sort. But I think it should have been much more focused around Bella and Edward's relationship, because that is the focus of the book, rather than just some arbitrary danger just arriving at the end.
So Jasper, when he was in the car, he was like, where's the airport? And she's like, don't know. And he's like, but I want to go to Disney World. And it's like, not now. We got a Bella to save. But yeah, they get to a hotel room and Alice is like, we need to stay inside. And Bella's like, well, I wasn't planning on going outside. And she's like,
you need to stay inside, Bella.
Yeah. And I mean, inside, inside. And she grabs Bella's head and shoves it inside her pun. And she's like, see, now that's inside.
Don't you feel better now?
Yeah, don't you feel better now that you made a complete circle? And then, like, they're kind of just sitting around doing nothing. And Bella's sort of getting antsy. And she's like, ugh. And Alice's like, we just need to wait until Carlisle calls. And Bella's like, why hasn't he called yet? And Alice is suggesting.
Should he have called by now? And they're like, ooh.
Yeah, gulp, Alice says.
Yeah.
And then Jasper goes over to Bella and he's like, it's fine, Bella. And he touches her face and her whole head caves in. He's like, fuck. Edward warned about this.
Yeah, he said that would happen really easily.
But he finds Edward and he's like, it's okay, the crisis is over. Can someone text James? James, Bella's dead, bring straws. But yeah, she's trying to get to sleep, but she can't because she's too anxious. And she asks Alice what the plan was, and all I wrote was, and Alice explains, and I've completely fucking forgot what the plan was. Yeah, I think that, weren't they were trying to lure James somewhere specific so that they could sort of like...
Oh yeah, lure him to a certain point and then they will turn around and jump him.
Yeah. In a way to sort of like box him in, I think, or something like that.
Yeah.
And then Bella's like, ah, okay. And then she's like, Alice, tell me a story. But Alice's like, once upon a time, there's a girl named Bella, and I saw the way she died bloodily at the hands of James. Oops, sorry. I mean, once upon a time, there was a girl named Bella, and I saw her die bloodily at the hands of James. Oops, I mean... Bella's like, okay, stop, please. No, she's like, how'd you become a vampire?
Oh, yeah. She's all like, Edward wouldn't want me to tell you.
And then Bella's like, but I want you to tell me, because we're friends. We're best friends.
And Alice is like, steady on, Bella.
Yeah, I've only met you twice.
Yeah, you forget, I'm like 100 years old.
Yeah. I was alive when they were still using gramophones and little wax reels to record their voices on, which even back then amazed me, and it still does now.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why we should look up Bella. I'll look up how they did that, and then I'll tell you that as your bedtime story. And she's like, but I want to know how... No. History gramophones, I read the Wikipedia page. It's 25 pages long, but I read it in 5 seconds because I'm a vampire. And Bella's like, ooh, but how'd you become a vampire? Because Alice is distracted, she tells her everything.
Yeah.
And she's like, fuck. Then Alice is like, I wish I had a gramophone here because then I could have recorded that. I thought I sounded very presidential when I was talking just then. I would like to listen to myself back.
Yeah, through like crackly sound quality of a gramophone, just to make it authentic. Yeah.
So the way you become a vampire... is you put your left foot in, put your left foot out. But yeah, Alice is like, when we bite someone, we inject them with venom too. Is it like a paralyzing venom or not? Or is it just a venom?
Yeah, it's a venom to cause excruciating pain.
But why? What service is that?
To immobilize their prey.
Yeah, but then you don't like a paralysis venom.
Yeah.
Huh. Anyway, yeah, but she's like, and if you don't, like, kill them, then this venom turns them into a vampire.
Yeah, but it's real painful and takes, like, 3 days or something.
Yeah, and it's really hard to not kill them because it's a bit like when a shark attacks. Feeding frenzy. It's like,
as soon as you hear a vampire make that noise, Bella.
Yeah, you better run for your life.
If you ever hear that noise, it'll be the last thing you hear.
Yeah. I mean, you can run, but even if you was Usain Bolt, you would not get away from even the most lowly vampire.
Not if they're going, ay, 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 ay.
Yeah. I am a vampire. Anyway, and then Alice jumps up because she's all startled. Like, I don't know what gets easily startled.
A rabbit.
That is true. A rabbit in headlights. Oh, deer in headlights is startled.
Yeah. Well, don't the deer in headlights just stand and stare at it?
Yeah. But it's still startled.
Yeah.
So I guess Alice does. She jumps up and then stares at the wall like a deer in headlights.
Yeah.
And then she just starts walking into the wall like Lara Croft when you're trying to make her go somewhere where she can't.
And she walks around to the big walk-in freezer and Jasper locks her in and is like,
anywho, Alice is like, oh, no.
Oh.
I was going to say, do you know that song? And I was like, I'd be amazed if you knew that song. That's proper, like, I mean, it's a really black song.
You know how I feel about that.
Oh, no, this is serious, man. So she says, like, something's changed.
In your neighborhood.
Yeah, and Jasper comes in and she explains her vision. And she's like, I see a reflective wall and a gold strap going across it. And there's shadows. And then in another room, James is watching a VCR. And I was like, "That's for being so vague, you're being oddly specific at the same time. And then Carlisle calls and Edward gets on the phone.
Yeah, and he's like, yeah, we lost him. And Alice is like, I knew.
Yeah, I knew. I saw this all last Christmas when I opened that present you gave me and I looked utterly disappointed. It was not because I didn't like the gold bangles. It was because I saw your new girlfriend being ripped to shreds by a new vampire. I didn't want to tell you because it was a Yuletide and I didn't want to spoil Esme's lovely rose pudding. I also didn't want to tell her that you can't roast a pudding.
Yeah, yeah, we're all like, it's me, what's a roast pudding?
Yeah. But we didn't eat any of the food anyway because we were vampires. Yeah. We just stared at it and we grabbed each other's hands, pulled some crackers, and just smashed our heads against the table until we all died of vampire fever.
As is tradition.
Yeah. And then the next morning we woke up because it was Boxing Day and that's when the great Lord rose again, isn't it?
Anyway, sorry, Edward, what were you calling about?
Yeah. What's happened now? And he's like, James is changing his plan. And she's like, I know.
I know. I saw it last Christmas.
Last Christmas, I saw the new plan. And the very next day, I had some flan. This year, to save me from a fucking diarrhea, I'm not going to eat any flan. Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
And they was like, can you put Bella on? And she's like, Bella might not want to talk to you. And he's like, put her on. And she's like, fine. And so she pulls Bella's head out of her vagina. And she's like, Bella, your boyfriend wants to talk to you. And yes. She's like, oh, God. And then he's like, Bella, why do I get the sense that you look like you've just woken up out of the Matrix? And she's like, you're not far wrong.
How do I get the sense that you're covered in marmalade?
What's an interesting story. We passed the preserve factory and
and Edward was like, oh yeah.
Oh yes.
say no more.
So me and Carlisle put on our beekeeping outfits and we ran inside, slaughtered everyone and swam around in the giant churning tanks. We did some synchronized jam swimming, or jamming as we call it. And then we ran about naked, whipping each other with towels. It's very funny. It obviously got sexual.
Obviously. It was already sexual.
But he says, yeah, James got on a plane.
Yeah, and Victoria went back to Forks, but it's cool. We've got, I think, Esme and Rosalie on the case, and Charlie's fine.
Yeah, we've got all the four other Spice Girls, so it's fine.
Yeah.
You won't even notice. There'll be one less person pointing, that's all. And Bella's like, phew! And whips her brow with her hand.
But in this world, Victoria is Ginger. How does that work?
How bizarre! So yeah, Esme and Rosalie even keeping a watch on Charlie. And so Bella feels reassured by that, slightly. And then Alice, so like, kind of like the night moves on, and Alice sketches out the ballet studio, and yeah. Bella recognises it.
Yeah, she's like, but I wouldn't have any reason to go there.
Yeah, I only used to go there when I was a kid.
When I was a kid, and I used to get picked last in the teams. That's how ballet works, right?
Yeah, someone would throw a ball, I would hit it with my bat, and then I'd go, ballet! And then run around the things.
There was no teacher there, I was just there by myself.
Yeah, just me, my bat, my ball.
And ballet!
But yeah, Alice is like, huh, where did this studio used to be? And Bella's like, oh, it used to be around the corner from my mom's house. And yeah, Bella's like, oh, fuck.
Gulp, they say again.
Bella's like, boop, 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 boop. And then she dials the phone. And then she calls her mama. And she's like, mama, I love you. Mama, I care.
She said, I'm sorry, mama.
I didn't mean to hurt you. I didn't mean to make you die. But a vampire's gonna come and kill you. Oh shit, it was you. Anyway, so she calls her mom and leaves a message. And then she's like, mama, whatever you do, call me back as soon as you get this message. No matter what time it is. No matter if you got no fingers, no toes, and no eyelids anymore. I want you to use your tongue and press those buttons and call me. Tell me you're A-OK, or B-OK, or C-OK, or D-OK, or E-OK, or F-OK.
Now Alice grabs the phone and is like, that she gets the picture, Bella. Whatever level of OK she is, she'll tell you.
And then Bella's like, element of P-OK. And, yeah... That's the fucking end of the chapter.
Yeah.
And we're all left in a state of dismay and suspense. So yeah, fucking hell. Come back next week to find out what happens to Bella's mum.
Is she A-okay or is she B-okay?
Yeah, fucking hell. Where can they find us, Tom?
Hey, find us all over the bloody place, mate. I say that. Two specific places. Instagram and Twitter at PoorlyRedPod. A bloody jolly good old time. Come check it out.
Yeah, or fucking zip on over to our Patreon and you will find our exclusive series, Poorly Read at the Movies, where we give the Poorly Read treatment to your favourite films. It's a rollicking good time. It's $3.99 a month. You get two episodes a month on the first and third Friday of that month.
Indeed.
I highly recommend it. We just had a fucking cracking episode come out that I thoroughly enjoyed, and I find myself saying that every time one comes out. So it must be good, because I hate everything. Join up. It's patreon.com/ Poorly Read.
Yeah, we've got some fucking merch. Poorlyred.redbubble.com. A couple of designs just dropped, they won't have just dropped by the time this comes out. There's some cool stuff on, some cool Poorly Read designs you can get on your t-shirts and your fucking, I don't know, what else are the kids into these days? We've got t-shirts covered. I know they're bigger.
Get it on your Snapchat and your TikToks.
Yes. Mm? And if you like what you've been hearing, make sure you drop us a bloody 5-star review on the Apple Podcasts app. It helps us out and makes us happy.
Yeah. Write a cool review as well. Write something funny and we'll judge it. Oh god. Anyway, without further ado, I've been Gifted.
And I've been Tom.
And Marmalade Steering Rules have been Marmalade Steering Rules. Oh shit.